Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. In a recent edition of World Ocean Radio, I discussed the role of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in the management of the Mississippi River watershed, 6 river basins in 41 states and 2 Canadian provinces descending to the Gulf of Mexico, the third largest watershed in the world. In that edition, I noted the emergence of environmental protection and restoration as a co-equal part of the Corps mission to manage navigation and flood control in the American heartland. The Corps operative environmental principles are publicly stated as follows. Strive to achieve environmental sustainability. An environment maintained in a healthy, diverse, and sustainable condition is necessary to support life. Recognize the interdependence of life and the physical environment. Proactively consider environmental consequences of core programs and act accordingly in all appropriate circumstances. Seek balance and synergy among human development activities and natural systems by designing economic and environmental solutions that support and reinforce one another. Continue to accept corporate responsibility and accountability under the law for activities and decisions under our control that impact human health and welfare and the continued viability of natural systems. Seek ways and means to assess and mitigate cumulative impacts to the environment. Bring systems approaches to the full life cycle of our processes and work. Build and share an integrated scientific, economic, and social knowledge base that supports a greater understanding of the environment and impacts our work. Respect the views of individuals and groups interested in core activities, listen to them actively, and learn from their perspective in the search to find innovative win-win solutions to the nation's problems that also protect and enhance the environment. These make for pretty interesting reading, and may be antithetical to the image of the Corps held by some. Words, of course, don't mean much in our society. It is actions that seem to prevail. And certainly there is ample evidence of such principles being preempted by those with irreconcilable interests. In today's political climate, these principles may certainly be attacked, diluted, superseded, and rescinded by those who simply don't care about the environment or its sustainability as either an economic or social necessity. But for now they are there and can be applied in a constructive way as the core work plan unfolds. One interesting phenomenon that pertains here, and to many other areas of such planning, is the coming of a new generation schooled in environmental research, conservation models, new technologies, ecosystem service analysis, spatial planning, and conservation values that has entered the workforce and is rising to management positions across the board, in government, in corporations, in management commissions, everywhere. Their influence remains to be seen. But it could be a powerful influence in the Corps and elsewhere on the future of watershed and coastal protection and management with a direct impact on a healthy ocean. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.